League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Good morning, good afternoon,
good
evening, wherever you are. Yeah, I tried to change it up a little
bit.
Why did you look like you just smelled bad cheese when I did that?
Because did you hear yourself? That's number one. And number two, is that like part of a larger song that I just like wasn't?
Well, I will say yes.
You're like, oh, in Cumberland, we grew up with this nursery rhyme that goes, good morning.
that could have happened there probably. No, there is the song, good morning, good morning.
Morning.
It's great to stay up late. Gaga actually just covered that on her Harlequin album. Free plug. No, I was just thinking about how people listen to our show at all times of the day. So when I'm like, you know, how's your day going or whatever I try to open the show with, that might not apply to everybody. Also, like I've said before, I say the same thing every single time we open the show. I'm trying to spice it up a little bit. I'm trying to
spice
up everyone's lives, you know?
Well, I mean, last week, let's just get to it, because you spiced up my life with your AI.
Well, AI spliced up my face.
They did. And like the graphic that you sent me for the podcast is excellent.
Thank you. Darren's referencing the thumbnail that's used on our Patreon version of the show. We did post the NMR on Patreon in a video format because we had to show everyone the AI photos.
What did you get some good comments? Like, oh, John, you're better looking than this. Or John, this looks exactly like you. Or
no, it was mainly tear laughing emojis, LOLs. Oh, my God, what happens? Things of that nature. Not like
did you simultaneously gain and lose weight at the same time?
I know. Yeah. How
it looks
that
like that.
Why does your face look like a waterbed, John? I'm like, I don't know. No one was like, oh my God, stop. You're so much more handsome. Like no one.
Yeah.
Said
no
that.
One said it. No, I mean, I will say at least if you ever decide in your life to get facial reconstructive surgery, at least we know like
what
various
like.
Jaw lines,
yeah,
skull types that you could go for, having a high cheekbone, what that would look like for you. So we have, they did you a favor by giving you the options. So it's like less of a risk in your future. They were like, this is a guy who's going to want to reconstruct his face at some point in his life.
Uh-huh.
Let's you give him the options. Definitely. Oh, for sure. Okay. Guy like you.
Listen, I'm happy to report that I'm completely fine with my looks. And I'm not one of those people that's like,
I'm happy to report that I'm fine with your looks too.
Okay,
I think
good.
That's what
Thank
the people
you.
Wanted to know. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome.
I'm not
You're
one
welcome.
Of those people that is afraid to age, frankly. I mean, you know, listen, I get it. There are certain genetic traits about my life and my face that
Where are we going with this?
I don't know. That are like, I realize that I'm let's put it this way. I'm luckier than some people who may feel less happy with their looks. And that's not to say they shouldn't. I'm saying everyone should do what they want to do within their means. I just don't personally feel like I would ever need to.
I'm not scared of actually like looking older or being old in any sort of way. Cause like, I feel like my life has like my 30s feel better than my 20s, which, you know, obviously that's still kind of like the start of your life in a lot of ways. But I'm mostly worried, not worried, but just like, I don't want to be tired all the time. Like I like having energy. And I notice even now, you know, I am tired. Like I don't want to go out to a party at 4 a.m. I just don't. Like when I was in my 20s, that was so exciting. And obviously anything new is going to give you energy. It's kind of like new relationship energy for life in your 20s, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I just like, I worry that I'm just
slowing down or something.
Or like if I want to have kids, you know, like what's that going to be like in my 40s as opposed to if I was in my 30s? I mean, it's a little bit kind of like there's no point in thinking about it because I can't go back in time. But that's real. It's way less about looks for me and more so like energy,
like health and energy. Yeah, that makes total sense. I agree. I'm 100% on board with that. By the way, I should mention at the top of the show really quickly, I am a little under the weather as expected. It's that time of
it's,
the It's another day. It's another day. My voice is struggling a little bit this afternoon as we record, but don't worry, everyone. I'm fine.
You need to go like sit in like a steam shower. Like whenever I have like go
get my head blown off is what I think needs to happen.
Oh, that was my second suggestion. Shower first and then.
By the way, steam showers are my everything.
They really are.
The hottest shower possible. That's me every single day, twice a day.
But just like a steam room. My old apartment used to have a sauna and a steam room.
Oh, really? I'm so jealous.
And I remember being not feeling well or like kind of coming down with a cold. And I would like sit in either one of them, of course. Like extremely dry or extremely moist. Wet.
Yeah.
And it felt great.
M-word.
It felt good. Yeah.
I hope you're not talking about the apartment that I stayed in, because if I knew that they were, that had it had a sauna and a steam room, and you didn't tell me.
At the gym in the basement.
Wow. Lucky you, but never me. Darren, let's move right along here because we do have quite a few things to chat about, it seems, today. Last week, or when we recently mentioned our poems that we wrote for each other, we opened it up to the fans. We wanted to say, fans, we know that you love that episode. A lot of people did respond to us and say they just love our friendship, which I thought was very heartwarming. I don't personally like you.
No, I don't like you either. They seem to
think that we do.
But we have poets in our Radish community.
And we didn't know
in
it.
Our garden.
Yeah.
Oh, God, John.
In our garden.
So, we wanted to read this one specifically because we like this one so much.
Yeah, can I read the top part and you read the bottom?
Nope. Oh, God. Oh. Here we go.
It was DM'd to you. Maybe you should read it.
Read it. Read the top part.
Are you sure?
Of course.
Okay, let me actually go all the way down here. I'm just going to
highlight. Oh, just highlight the whole poem and read it. Yeah, just highlight.
No, I'm going to read it.
Yeah. Okay.
So listener Lauren Arlsanian. Lauren, I know who you are. I just never said your last name out loud before. So Lauren's been a long time listener, a long time fan. We love you, Lauren. You're the best. So Lauren says, by the way, Lauren, let us know if you use ChatGPT because this is pretty good. She says, I love these two so very much. Their podcast has a magic touch.
Oh.
I met them at CrimeCon. I gave them a rug coaster, which I still have mine somewhere. And in turn, they gave me a small poster.
Which we did.
That's true. And I'm sure we signed
it. The debacle of the poster where John thought I lived in a completely different address and didn't get one thing correct.
Oh, that's right. Although these posters, if this was CrimeCon, these would have been martinis and murder posters.
That's true.
But anyway, Darren and Nadine are a beautiful couple. If they included John, they would be a gorgeous throuple.
True.
See, I do have genetics. Thank you. I love listening to them talk, but afraid for Darren when she takes a walk, spider emoji,
which we got.
They are so funny and kind. A better pair I could never find. Darren.
They're so very quick and witty. All other podcasts, I give them pity.
Love
John is
that.
So sweet, a great Aww. Voice, although today, and not much today. Charm. He's silly and warm Aww. And not close to being the norm. Darren is beauty, brains, and so smart. Why, thank you. She says it like it is, but with so much heart. That's so sweet.
That's true.
They're so young, so cute. And so wise. When I listen to them talk, time sure flies. So I end this ode with a message to these two. I'll be forever stuck on you like glue.
Lauren.
What a great poem. Love that one.
Oh my God. Lauren, we love you. We should send her something. You know what I mean? Like, that was hard work.
That was hard work. And good job. Unless you did what John did, which was literally put it into ChatGPT. But
I did not.
Thank you so much, Lauren, for that poem because so it was sweet. Amazing. John, I finally went to the movies this last weekend.
That's right. I saw Heretic last week
about Hugh Grant. And I fully enjoyed it. Like, it's out on Max, I think, next week anyway. So you can like watch it on Max. Although I was very happy to see it in theaters. And oddly enough, I went to this L Women in Hollywood celebration.
I didn't know you were
3 days later. And Sophie Thatcher, who's in Yellow Jackets, but also in Heretic. I like went up to her and I was like, I was interviewing her. And I was like, by the way, I literally just saw this movie in theater. She's like, thank you for seeing it in the
theater. Yeah.
And I was like, I forgot that is still.
That's a whole thing. Yeah.
It's true. I just like forget because I'm not usually a theater goer. Anyway,
Yeah.
I think this version has, I think this like theme has sort of been done before in a movie, according to my brother, who watches a little bit more like horror than I do. Okay. But for me, it was sort of my first time seeing something like this. I thought it was really well done. I thought it was interesting. I thought Hugh Grant was phenomenal. It kind of has like, you don't really know where it's going a little bit. Okay. There's like one that. Thing I didn't like because they kind of had to leave it open. It's very like anti-religion in terms of it just showing how much, it's not like saying like, oh, Judaism is bad. It's not saying that. It's sort of just showing that how easy it is to be manipulated by something and someone that someone says.
Right.
So it has a good spin at least, but okay. I highly recommend. Yeah. It's coming out on Max. I want to say like the 25th. So you can that check it out right. literally in a few days, but it was really good. And yeah, it's so rare that I like am so excited to go see a movie.
I know I feel you were that like way really about, chomping at the bit last week.
It's just right up my alley. I really want to see The Substance with Demi Moore as well. I heard it's amazing. Like she's Oscar contender for that. So yeah. I am going to watch that streaming. I think it's out on streaming. Love. So I'm going to check that out and I'll report back. But yeah, it was cool. And then it was cool to see Sophie Thatcher at this red carpet in Elle Women in Hollywood. And I got to interview Julianne Moore, Selena Gomez, wow. Tilda Swinton was there, but you didn't get to interview. But I saw Sophie Thatcher.
Yeah, and then, get to it. Go ahead.
And then Rosie O'Donnell was walking the carpet with Rita cool. Wilson and Melanie Griffith.
Right. Just so everyone knows, I just want to pause you right there. So everybody knows, there are like probably 4 or 5 people in the world that I would love to have lunch with, as they say.
Darren Karp is one.
Darren Karp is not one. We've had one too many lunches at this stage. Yeah. And of those people, one of them I would like to marry. We all know who that is. David Archuleta. Well, Darren met him this year.
I did.
The other one of the other people, Lady
I bet
Gaga,
Lady Gaga met her this year too.
A couple days later, I think, actually.
Then JoJo Siwa.
And then JoJo Siwa, who is a leader, a very intellectual thought leader of our time. And Rosie, so the other people are literally Serena Williams. More on that later.
Yeah, more on that later. That could happen.
More on that another time. That could happen at some point. Wink. And then Rosie. I mean, these are literally the people that I really truly adore and love. And Darren has met all of them pretty much at this point.
Rosie was, all three of them together were amazing, right? Rosie was
amazing.
Oh, you got
to interview them together?
They all walked the carpet together. So they were in tandem. And beforehand, right before me on the carpet was, I think it was Extra. It was Extra. And okay. I'm friends with the Extra girl. So we were like chatting, we were talking. And I heard her talk about something related to like Joni Mitchell, right? And Rosie O'Donnell starts talking about
Rosie
Joni Mitchell.
Loves Joni,
so when they get to me, I say, Rosie, I go, do you gotta be, I clearly have to be gay to like Joni Mitchell because as a gay girl, you know, because I want her to be like,
Darren,
you know,
wants her to know, yeah.
I want her to, because he, wouldn't you, if you saw David Archuleta, wouldn't you want to be like, my ex boyfriend, right? We don't want
to
know. We don't want to know what your tactics are.
I would get canceled immediately.
But then, you know, Melanie and Rita were like, well, no, we like Joni too. And I was like, no, I'm just saying like, blah, 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 blah. Interview them. They were wonderful. They were great. It was 30 years since the movie Now and Then.
Yeah.
So that's why they were kind of on the carpet together. So I was like, you know, what do you know now that you wish you had known then?
Oh, great.
You know,
question.
like what would have been something, you know, and they all had really thoughtful, amazing answers, of course. And like, we were here to celebrate women. So there's a lot of like aspirational talk to it. So we kind of wrapped the interview, you know, and Rosie's like, what's your name? And I was like, oh, I'm Darren, you know, big fan or whatever. And as they're walking away, cause they're on a carpet and they're on a time.
Yeah.
I say to her off mic, I was like, our Menendez brothers, they're not getting out before Thanksgiving. She's like, oh, they're getting out. And I was like, before Thanksgiving? She's like, before Christmas. I go, can I hold you to that? She was like, I'm pretty confident.
Good.
So
great. Look at
just
that.
A little tea-ish. Yeah. I mean, you know, who knows what she knows that we might. Obviously, she knows probably more
she's
than we know because she's connected
people.
To them and is an advocate for them. But who knows with elections changing? Who knows how any of this stuff is going to play? So, again, that's like, I think it's also wishful thinking, but with more knowledge. It's like when I ask Andy, like, what he thinks about things, it's like he doesn't know fully either, but he's got more knowledge than I do. Yeah. So we'll see. I obviously isn't going to happen this week for Thanksgiving because it's been kind of mum, but
Right.
Before 2025. It's possible.
Yeah, I think it'll happen. It feels like things are moving right along in some ways. So let's see where it goes. That's so great that you got to meet and connect with her, though. That's exciting.
Yeah. Julianne Moore was there. Also super thoughtful, super incredible. Just doing these really amazing. Danielle Deadweiler was there. Just really amazing people. And a lot of amazing talent was getting honored. And the cover of Elle. So check it out. Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you there. I know that Rosie and that crew were introducing Demi Moore, actually, for some award there at the time. So that was also part of it. And Demi came on and talked.
That would make sense. Before we wrap this up, though, John, I had a crazy, weird story happen to me that was very New York.
God, tell me.
So last week, my friend Darren, who you know, our friend Darren, we did a game show in Santa Monica. Yes. It was so fun. We had best time. Like,
okay,
it was great. We did it in the theater. Everyone was, the winner walked away with $440.
I need to fly out to try to win this.
It'll pay for itself, the flight.
Yeah, exactly.
It was, we started new games. We had fun prizes. It was a blast. And you know, most of the people that are in the audience, let's say there's like 110 people. I would say that I personally probably know 80%. Some of them are like Darren's coworkers who I hadn't met before, or like various people. But for the most part, between Darren and I, we always know someone. And there was a couple in the front row in this audience, and the stage is like elevated. So the front row, you're like looking down kind of, you know, on them. And it was like a man and a woman. They were probably like in their 30s, our age. Okay. And they were really funny and like heckling in a funny way to me. And I was we were playing each other.
Love.
So they stayed after to introduce themselves to us. Darren didn't know them. I didn't know them.
Who is it going to be?
And they came up. They were like, this was the best night ever. Like, this is so fun. They were like, ask us how long we've been dating.
Oh, I was going to say, if you tell me it was like Serena Williams.
No, I would know that. And so I go, are you guys brother and sister? Like, I thought it was going to be a joke. Are you brothers?
They were
like,
ew,
no. Like, they were like, this is our second date. I go, this is your second date and you're coming to this random show? Like, how did you hear about it? Because like, we don't do marketing for the show. It's literally just word of mouth and friends of friends.
Yeah, right.
So the guy was like, oh, like, you know, I was actually like walking by here the other day and I had gone on a date with her. And I was like, how adventurous are you feeling? Like, do you want to go to seek like potentially like a magic show tonight? Like kind of random. And it's we were in Santa Monica, which if anyone who is familiar with LA or not, everything in LA is so spread out. So if something's on the west side and you live on the east side, you're not coming.
Forget
you're just not
it.
Coming. Right. So he's talking and she was like, yeah, I'm feeling adventurous. Like, why not? Like, let's check it out. And they were telling me how much fun they had. It was actually very sweet. So I go, well, how are you just walking? I was like, do you live in Santa Monica? Like, you're just like walking by? Because like, again, no one walks in LA. So I was like, what do you mean you're just walking by? He was like, oh, I live in Marina Del Rey. I was like, no way. You live in Marina Del Rey? I was like, where do you live? He says, my building.
No, he fucking does not.
And then there's six buildings in my whole complex, right? So it's like, it's not one building, right? So I was like, what building are you? And he says,
don't give it away.
My building.
No, he doesn't.
And he's like two floors beneath me.
What?
I was like, I live there too. Like,
what the hell? Was he freaking out?
It was just so weird. And this couple who just like had wandered, and those are the best because they don't really know what to expect at all.
Yeah, of course.
And that's why Darren and I have to do those intros for each other.
Yeah, you know, we've been on stage before, you and I, don't forget. Yes.
But like you're going to see a live podcast of something, Martinis and Murder. You kind of know what you're going to get, like a game show. Like you don't at a magic lounge. Like what is that? Especially for a second date when you don't know the people.
Yeah. I don't know. Something smells weird about that to me. Not in like,
I thought
a
it
weird...
was amazing. They
no, it
shot.
Is amazing.
I thought 100%. It was just what a small world. It was just so funny that he
Very
was like,
so.
I live here. This building, this whatever. And I was like, what the fuck?
I'm referencing the fact that some guy was like, do you want to be spontaneous? On our second,
or like, how spontaneous are you? Well, no, it kind of made me think of 8 a.m. or where you're like, what do you want to do for a second date? And you're like, let's do something we've never done before.
No, I know. I'm just being like a very salty.
Not everyone can meet the love of their life in a grocery store asking them like what they want to do with
exactly.
their life, John.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm
you're
like
bitter. You're bitter,
to
Betty.
Be bitter, but I'm actually happy for
you. You're bitter, Betty. You want to be heterosexual and you're not.
Definitely don't want to do that.
But anyway, one small last world.
Thing. That is a that is really cool. And congrats on that. I kind of forgot you were doing that. You need to mention it on our show. I don't think you even mentioned it this time. Did you?
I don't. I think I get so caught
what
up.
What are you
in,
doing? You're getting caught know, up in our terrible. World. You love me so much more than Darren.
No, that can't be it.
Confirm.
Clearly. Yeah.
Confirm.
No. Confirm.
Listen, let me ask you this one last question. Then we're going to wrap up.
Okay. Wrap
are
up.
Are you going to see Wicked this weekend?
Oh, at first I wasn't actually sure where you were going with any of that, and then I realized where you were going. I'm definitely not going to see it this weekend.
Okay.
It would be a lot if I saw it at all, which I know sounds crazy because A,
wow,
I like Ariana Grande. B, I like the Broadway
Cynthia
show Wicked.
Revo. Oh,
like,
yes.
Oh yeah, Cynthia Erivo, yeah. Bowen Yang. I love the cast, of course.
Okay.
So I like the concept, but like it's 3 hours.
It's a long commitment.
But
let me tell you something.
Do we need a 3 hour movie?
Let
and it's like the first part, John.
Darren, exactly. It's like, listen, I hear you. You know me. I'm the one complaining. We're going to talk
do
about
you
this
hear me?
On,
you hear me?
On next week's episode. I don't watch these 8-part documentaries. I just can't get my brain around it.
Right.
You're
but
talking,
if it's like fantasy,
but
you
if
will.
It's 2 hours and 41 minutes of Wicked. Which is so beautiful. And I don't know. I just,
well,
I
thank
hope you
God.
See it.
Thank God we do a Wicked musical podcast and not a true crime podcast.
That's
because if
a good
we did
point.
A true crime podcast and you
yes.
actually had to watch a 3-part, I don't know, let's say JonBenet documentary about what
uh-huh,
happened,
uh-huh.
worthless. You would
worthless.
Be would be so worthless. Thank God
Darren,
we don't do that.
That'd Darren be- really set us up because we actually do that, you guys.
Do.
Sundays. We're actually going to be releasing. We're not fully sure how this is going to roll out yet, to be completely honest with you. But the new Netflix documentary, Cold Case, Who Killed JonBenet Ramsey, comes out on Netflix this Monday.
Yes.
By the time you're listening to this. But our review of the show, of the documentary, is embargoed until that Monday. So it doesn't matter because you're listening to this now or you're going to be listening to the episode. It'll be out. But the point is, it may come out on Monday, but it'll be super early Monday, probably at like 12 a.m. or something. But be on the lookout for that. We're really excited to talk about it. I know I am, at least. Lots of interesting little tidbits that came over.
There's a lot of stuff to say, and I didn't think I would. So definitely check out
Monday's
something? Episode because it kind of threw me for a loop. We'll get into
Darren,
it. But yes, of course.
Darren typically takes notes. I usually write out a guide.
You're usually the one. Yeah.
Yeah. I usually write out a guide for us to kind of talk through as we do these episodes. But Darren had 3 episodes worth of an insane amount of notes like a week before we were recording, you guys. So Darren, I think you're going to have a lot to say. Yes.
Yes, I did it. I did it because I knew you would watch last minute.
I did. I did watch last minute. Yep.
We'll get into that on Monday's episode, but we're excited to talk to you guys about it. It's, again, releasing on Netflix on Monday, Cold Case, Who Killed JonBenet Ramsey. We do recommend maybe watching it before you want to listen to it, but we're definitely going to give you the details in this. And either way, you should absolutely check it out on Netflix. Yeah. So,
there
all right,
go.
John, let's go record it.
All right. Love you guys. Thanks for the poem, Lauren. Bye.
Bye.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.